The state treasurer testifies today at a legislative hearing. In the effort to fulfill his campaign promise, Wisconsin State Treasurer Kurt Schuller wants to eliminate the offices of state treasurer and secretary of state from the Constitution. Schuller unveiled his plan back in March and has his first public hearing on the matter today.
Number one, it will save money. Number two, the offices had become so powerless and functionless that the electorate of Wisconsin, which is not stupid, they're pretty well informed, had no idea of the people they were voting for because we have no effect on their daily lives.
Schuller promised voters that if they elected him, he would work to eliminate his position as well as that of Secretary of State. It's about the office itself, Schuller says. It's nothing personal against Doug La Follette, the current Secretary of State, who Schuller calls gentlemanly and affable.
But it's more about taking two offices that have almost been completely stripped by previous governors, and it's not just one governor. This has been going on for 20 years. And finally, recognizing the fact that these no longer deserve to be elected positions.
Eliminating the offices would require amending the Constitution. It would have to be approved by two consecutive legislatures and by voters in a statewide referendum. There would have to be two separate ballot questions, meaning both offices could be shut down, or one could be eliminated while keeping the other, or both could be retained. If he does not succeed in eliminating the offices, Schuller says he'll work to assign more duties to the offices to strengthen them. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.